Today in Kelowna, British Columbia, an unprecedented summit got underway. Aboriginal chiefs, the leaders of what Canadians call the First Nations, are sitting down with Canada's Prime Minister and provincial premiers. They're working on a number of long-standing disputes. On the eve of today's summit, one sign of goodwill, the government announced a settlement in a key issue, $1.9 billion to compensate natives who were forced to attend boarding schools aimed at assimilation in the 19th and 20th centuries. Those schools have been charged with a wide range of abuses. The settlement would give at least $13,000 to any living person who attended those schools. The average age of former students is now about 60. Gloria Galloway is in Ottawa covering the story for Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper. We asked her to describe the Indian residential school system.
They took children away from their parents. They put them into residential schools that were largely run by churches. And they were subject to a huge amount of physical and sexual abuse, but of course culture abuse as well, because they were deprived of being able to be with their families and learn about what it is to be Aboriginal. And basically, the government tried to turn them into non-Aboriginals.
So the settlement, this is a monetary settlement, but this does not include an apology from the government.
Because it's a court case, there's no apology written into what the settlement will be. However, the head of the Assembly of First Nations, which is our national Aboriginal organization, says that he may indeed eventually go to the Prime Minister of Canada, whoever that may be at that time, because we may be about to switch it over, and say we want an apology, and something tells me that they'll get one.
So First Nations leaders are saying this is an important step forward, and beyond the money, there's great symbolism in this. Throughout Canada, how is this settlement viewed?
I think pretty much throughout Canada, it's viewed as the ending of a very long period of negotiations. Every now and then it comes back as the news, and Canadians are told, oh, by the way, we have done nothing yet to redress this situation, which we all acknowledge created huge misery and hardship for huge numbers of people.
But there are some Canadians who are opposed to this, are there not?
Well, I think they're in the very small minority. This is also set against the backdrop where Canada has been going around and apologizing to other people as well, Italian Canadians, for putting them into camps during the war, and we've apologized to Japanese Canadians. We apologize to a lot of people, so I think that some people are getting, tired of the government's continual apologies to different interest groups. But I think that anybody who believes that this was not the right thing to do is probably in the very small minority.
So all this is going on at a time when First Nations leaders are sitting down with leaders in the government at what I take as an unprecedented summit.
Yes, that's absolutely true. It's going on out in British Columbia today and then again tomorrow. And we expect that there will be a large package offered out of that to address Aboriginal poverty as well on reserves, particularly across Canada.
So with the settlement and with the additional money committed to improving housing and living conditions, and with everything going on in Canada with the Canadian economy right now, how can the government afford this?
Well, I think a lot of people are asking themselves that. But this is just one of many, many, many billions of dollars that the government has handed out the past week and will continue handing out today and tomorrow, because there is a motion of non-confidence that was entered this morning, and the government is likely to fall on Monday, and we'll be into an election campaign that will take us over the Christmas season and with an actual election date sometime in January.
Gloria Galloway, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Gloria Galloway is a reporter with the Globe and Mail in Canada.